Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on His promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
my God is able and He has more.
new strength.
Yeah.
As you mount upon wings.
Like an eagle.
An eagle that soars.
Go ahead, tell them how you feel.
I'm so glad.
I'm so glad.
I've learned how to wait.
Oh, oh, oh.
In the midst of my waiting. I'm gonna bless him every day.
Wait, what?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Are you waiting upon the Lord? Are you trusting him? You have to wait on the Lord, because when he give you a word, he hastens to perform it. So be encouraged tonight to wait on the Lord. It doesn't matter about the obstacles. It matters what God said to you. It doesn't matter about the enemy attack on you. It matters if you're waiting on the Lord. Are you willing to wait on the Lord? Well, I encourage you tonight to get excited about waiting on God, because God is doing a new thing. He's doing exactly what he said he is going to do. Well, this is Prophetess Teresa from Kingdom Builders International, and I encourage you tonight to get excited about waiting on God, because God is no shorter than his word. He will do exactly what he said he would do. So I want to encourage you. Don't get discouraged. Wait on him. We're going to be talking about trusting him tonight. You know, a lot of times we go through obstacles and we don't trust him like we should. But we know what he said to us, but we don't trust him. Well, will you trust him tonight? We're going to be talking about I will trust him. I trust him. I trust him. In the midnight hours, you have to trust him. When it's darker than dark, you have to trust him. Yes, you have to trust him. Well, I want to thank everyone for joining in with us tonight. This is Prophetess Teresa Docks. I'm here tonight excited about what God is doing, not only in my life, but in your life, because God is truly moving. But let me lift the line up with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for another night. We thank you, Lord God, for another day. For, Father, you have never slept nor slumber on us. You're always there. And we thank you, Lord God. Father, we ask you to cover these lines with the blood of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to cover everyone that's on this line, Father God. Cover their home, their family, Lord God, and everything, Lord God, that they're trusting in, to be established in their life regarding what you said you would do. Every promise. Lord, we thank you that you would anoint my mouth. Hide me, Lord God, behind the cross. And Lord God, I ask you right now to do a supernatural thing in my life so that I may speak as the oracle of God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, as a yielded vessel for you, that you will speak through me, Father, and allow your people who are called by your name, Lord God, to hear the word as it comes forth. In the mighty matchless name of Jesus. I pray and I thank you. Well, I want to welcome you once again to the Friday Night Live broadcast of Kingdom Builders International, birthed out of the loins of Kingdom Daughters, International Intercessors. So I want to thank you again for just being so faithful to God and wanting to hear a word, a rhema word, from the Lord whom's on high. And I just want to thank you once again. Well, I want to just encourage you to get your Bibles out, for we know that we need the Word of God to bring forth the manifestation of what God said. Get your Bibles and turn to 2 Chronicles. Again, 2 Chronicles, we're going to turn to chapter 20. And I'm not going to read all, but chapter 21, the first verse in chapter 20, and tonight all the way down to 37. Of course, I'm not going to read 1 through 37, but I want you to have your Bibles so that you may be able to read all of what God said in the Word. Because when you trust in God, there's no need to fear. There's no need to worry about what he said or what she said or what they done or what they plan to do, because the devil is a liar. He is a defeated foe. And I want to encourage you tonight to just be excited because you win, because you are on the Lord's side. And as we begin to read the Word of God, of course we know that the Word of God is blessed. It is blessed, blessed, blessed. Amen. I'll give you a moment to get your Bibles out if you don't have them. But we're going to be talking about, do you trust him? Do you trust him? Amen. Amen. And it reads, after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Mennonites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Eden, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazaron of Tamara, and that is in Endo. That's the location where they were coming from. And Jehoshaphat, he was alarmed. He was alarmed. And he resolved to inquire of the Lord. And he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah, they came together to help seek from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly in the church of Judea and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard. So he went to the church and he said, O Lord, Father of our God of our Father, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nation. Power and might are in your hands, and no one can withstand you. For our God did not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people, Israel, and gave it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend. So he went to the church, and he called a fast, because he knew that he needed God to work in his life. So Jehoshaphat was afraid. He was afraid. And he prayed for deliverance when he got to the church. And I'm going to read down at 14 where it says, and then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezreel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Maaniah, a Levite, a descendant of Asaphi, as he stood in the assembly. He was still at the church. And he said, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord saith to you. Be not afraid or dismayed at this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but the Lord. My God, be encouraged, for the battle is not yours, for it is the Lord." Let's say, when you trust him. Do you trust him? Do you trust him? My God, yes, yes, yes. We say we trust him. But when the battle and the army come against us, or when the enemy come against us, do we get, as the world say, scared, or do we trust him? You know, life can be difficult being a Christian in a non-Christian world. It poses all kind of problems. And the world does not know Jesus. And sometimes those in the church don't know him. And the world does not love him. Not only the world don't love him, but the world don't understand why he came. But you, on the other hand, and myself, do we know Jesus? You do love him. But do you know him? And do you trust him? And you do understand why he came. He came to save you from your sins. He came to save me from my sins and to give us a new life. And he came to bring peace and joy in the spirit. He came so that we might have fellowship with him and trust him. Sometimes when he's not moving fast enough, we begin to doubt him. Well, with these things you already know. And you also know that though you are saved from sin and filled with the Spirit of God, life in this world still is not perfect. It is still difficult. Yes, I don't care how much we say we trust him, but sometimes life can be difficult, as it was, even though Jehoshaphat said he trusted God. When he heard that the army was coming after him, he ran to the church and he called a fast. And sometimes you can run to the church, and even the church or those that call themselves the church, because truly the church is in us, will become afraid. And sometimes we're in a battle. Let me put it like this. Sometimes Christians is in a sense of a battle with the world. And the world is at war with you. The world offers vices like what? Self-fulfillment and grief. And greed. The world wants to convert you to the world's way. The world wants to convert all of us to ungodly devotions, to unholiness. But if you do not conform, and if you don't bend the knee to the idol and sacrifices, you'll be ridiculed, you'll be mocked, and you'll be attacked. So the world is against you. The evil one is at war with God's people. And in the battle, there are all sorts of struggles. On the inside, we struggle against sin. On the inside, you struggle against pride and lust and grief and boasting and just a variety of wanting. And on the outside, you struggle against what? Illness and poverty, marriage problems, job difficulties, unsure future, being laid off from your job. And even more. But maybe right now you're facing a serious struggle. Or maybe you recently had to deal with a difficult situation. Or maybe you fear that one is coming after you. As a Christian, what do you do when life is coming down on you hard? When there seems to be no way out? When your relationship with God is being affected? When you worry or you're afraid or you are in distress? What do you do when you're facing obstacles? How do you resist temptation? Yes, the words say if you resist the enemy, he'll flee. How do you flee from evil or believe beyond your ability to understand how your problems can be resolved? Well, I have good news for you. The answers, they lie all in the Word of God. Now, let's talk about it. We know that Israel and Judah, they were divided. And Jehoshaphat, he was the fourth king of the separate kingdom of Judah. And it was around 850 to 875 BC. And he had followers, and he was a follower of the commandment of God. And in his third year, he sent out princes and priests and the Levites to go through all the city of Judea. And he was teaching the people out of the book of law because he sought the Lord. Riches and honor increased around him. And Jehoshaphat, he not only sought the Lord, but he sought him with all of his heart. Turn to 2 Chronicles 22 and 9, and you'll find it there. But the Moabs and the Ammonites, they came and made war against Jehoshaphat. Yes, he was afraid, and rightly so, for the army that was approaching him was not just a peon, a small army. But it was a mighty army, indeed. And beyond what he would be able to handle, he knew it. He was in trouble. He was in trouble. And I'm just going to encourage you to read Chronicles 20. Read verse 1 through 9. I read it prior to going into the Word. And then I read 14 and 15. And go ahead and read 22 and 23. And then, in closing, I want you to read verse 30. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for God gave him rest about the situation. As it says in verse, you should trust God and not fear because of who he is. Please stay with me. And he, who was he? Jehoshaphat. He said, O Lord, the God of our father, art thou not God in the heavens? Art thou not ruler over the kingdoms of the nation? Power and might are in thy hand, so that no one can stand against thee. This is what Jehoshaphat said to God. Jehoshaphat was saying, the God of our father, of Adam and Eve, the same God of Noah, same God of Abraham, same God of Moses, and therefore, he is the God of history. That's what I like to call him. He also said, and you all, he said, you live in the heavens. Therefore, he is the God of holiness. Heaven is the holy dwelling place of God. Therefore, he's above all things. He's above all things. He is pure, righteous. He's above sin. He's also the ruler of all nations. This is what the word says. Rule over the kingdoms of all nations. So therefore, our God is a God of sovereignty. All kings and all people, they're his. And as such, he has the right to rule them as what? As he please. Yes, as he please. He's all powerful. Therefore, he is the God of power. Stay with me. He can do as he wish. He can create. He can destroy. He can raise up. He can tear down. Who is God to you? Is he big? Is he small? Is he all powerful? Or is he a wimp? Does he love you? Or does he just put up with you? How do you perceive God? How you perceive God affects how you respond to him. How do you perceive him? How do you respond to the voice of God? Now, the people of Judah, they knew him, and they knew who God was. And that is why they looked at him and trusted him. In other words, you should trust God because he's holy, because he is a king, and because he's all power, and because he loves you that much. You should trust God and not fear, not only because of who he is, but also because of what he have already done. Please look at verse 7. Did thou not, O our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before thou people, Israel, and gave it to the descendants of Abraham, thou friend forever? God has already accomplished great things. He gave the land of Canaan to the descendants of Abraham, and we all know about it. God chose Abraham and promised him that he would be a great nation. God raised up Moses, and through many miracles, he delivered his people from bondage of the Egyptians. He parted the Red Sea. He destroyed the Egyptians. God raised up and the Hebrew army to take the land. What land? They took Canaan. And there God planted them in the land that they might bear fruit. He not just put them there. He not just allowed them to take that land, but he planted them in the land so that they might bear fruit as he chose people so they could worship him and honor him and serve him and prepare the way of the Messiah. We don't have anything to worry about. Only thing we have to worry about is ourselves. Do we trust him? Yes, when those that we put our trust in fail us, we can trust God. We can trust God. You know, God made it so that the Hebrews could literally reach down and grab a handful of dirt and touch the promise. Feel the reality of God, his accomplishments. When they got into the promised land, they could touch the dirt and say, we're here. He could touch you where you would know that you could trust him. See, the Hebrews, they knew God because they had been through a lot. And what he had already done for them, they sought him again because they kept going back. But they sought God. Look at verse 12. O our God, will thou not judge them? For we're powerless before this great multitude who are coming against us, nor do we know what to do. But our eyes are on thee. But we trust you, Lord. Look down at verse 19. And the Levites from the son of the Kohathites and of the son of the Kohathites, they stood up and they praised the Lord God of Israel with a very loud voice. They put their trust in God. Verse 20. Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me, O Judah, and inhabitant of Jerusalem. Put your trust in the Lord, your God, and you will be upheld. And that's what I'm talking about. When you're in the midst of I can't pay my bills, when you're in the midst of car note due, when you're in the midst of water bill due, telephone due, when you're in the midst of all of that, you can trust him. When you go through everything that you go through and you continue to trust God, you can please him. Because the words say, without faith, it's impossible to please God. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Are you going to wait on him?
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
yes, yes, yes. Wait on it. I encourage you to wait on him. I don't care how long it takes. Wait on him. If God told you he's going to do it, he's going to do it. Jehoshaphat called a fast. He went to the church. But he was afraid. But he trusts God. Yes, we must trust God. Because he's there for us. He's there for us. and we have to wait on him. He will come through. Yes, he will come through. You know, a lot of times we go through situations and we get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And even when we go through situations where we say, this person's not doing right, my children's not doing right, I want to throw them out. Well, I want to encourage you tonight, don't throw him out. Get you some oil. Get you a bottle of faith. Wherever he sleep at in your house, anoint his pillow with oil. Sling the oil in his room. Trust God. I'm telling you, you can trust him. Don't throw him out. Bring him in. Because God has given you the power and the authority to do so. Yes, yes, yes. We want to build up. And when you deal with a situation where it appears that the enemy is trying to take over, get on your face. Call a fast. Get strategic plans from the Father. Because you win. You win when you know that you can trust God. You know, I was sharing with my sister the other day. I woke up and the Lord said, will you trust me? And literally, I hear this prophetic song. And I could hear the melody. And I began to tell him, I trust you. I trust you. God wants us to trust him. He wants us to wait on him. And he wants us to trust him. Do you trust him? Well, when you trust God, you're able to get out of your comfort zone. You're able to do something that you don't see how it's going to come to pass. You might not have a dime in your pocket, and you step out on faith. And then when you're able to pick up and see the dirt in your hand, that the promise have came to pass because you trust God. You know, back to Jehoshaphat. Jehoshaphat stood and said, listen to me. And I read that verse, but they gave thanks to God in verse 21. And he said, give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness is everlasting. What do you do when you face trials and tribulation? Do you begin to worry? Or do you praise him? Do you praise him before the manifestation? Do you praise God? Do you put your trust in him? Do you give thanks to God? Do you know that a Christian true character is often revealed when we deal with real problems? How do you handle your problems? Do you panic? Do you complain? Do you raise up your fist in the air and shout at the enemy? Shout at God? Do you begin to doubt and then run for a quick fix? Run to sin, run to television, run to food, or not talk about it? Or do you go to the Lord in prayer, in humility, in praise, and trust, and refuse to give fear and worry any place? As you can see, God has already done great things for the Hebrew people. He have already done great things for you and I as well. He has delivered you from the enemy called sin by redeeming us through his son. That's enough right there. He have brought you out of the land of the valley of the shadow of death and have given us a place of rest. And he have caused us to lie down in green pasture. He have taken your heart, my heart, at one time that was honed by evil thoughts. And he have gave us a pure heart, a heart of flesh. And he have literally taken our hearts and delivered it into the hands of his son, Jesus. The cross is the only reason that we have to have hope. Hope of deliverance from any conflict, any problem, any battle, any worry. God don't want us to be worried. God wants us to know that we win. God will take a ram in a bush just for you. And those that you think will, won't. And those that you think won't, will. The cross is an absolute guarantee of God's commitment to us. He'll never forsake us. Check this out. You cannot be forsaken. You cannot be forgotten by God. You win. It's a time to rejoice. Think about this. Being delivered from the mere threat of mortal death, you have been delivered from the threat of eternal death. We have been delivered from an enemy that sought to kill us. We've been delivered from an enemy that have sought to have us damned, doomed, all of that. You know, the God that we serve, he's so great. He's so great. And you know what? Because he's so great, the enemy is under our feet. Feet. We rule because God told us to rule. We are in authority. He left us to be in authority. And I want to encourage you tonight to understand, I don't care how big the battle seems. I don't care how big the army appear, because it doesn't matter. Because of whom we are in Christ. The God of Isaac, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of more than enough, the God that rules every God, the King of Kings, the Regulator. He is the regulator, and you belong to him. So I don't care what it looks like. Use that faith to pay some bills. You know, when you really think about it, our faith is equivalent to finance in the natural. And when we really realize what we got going for us, we're going to take some land. We're going to destroy some enemies. And we're going to bring in some of our children, some of our grandchildren that's dying to sin. It's going to be a righteous indignation where we can't even stand back and watch it anymore. Where the anointing of God's going to come up on you so strong that you won't be able to sit back and say, God's going to do it. God's going to give you the power and the authority. Let me correct that. God have given you the power and the authority to make it all happen. He's not going to come back and do anything else. He've already done everything that he's going to do. So right now the enemy is after Jehoshaphat. Not a small enemy, not a small army, but a huge, mighty, powerful army is after Jehoshaphat. But he trusts God because he knows what his weapons are. What did he begin to do? He went to the church. And he began to fast. And he began to pray. Because he understands that greater is he that's in him than he that's in the world. We win. We don't lose if we trust him. You know, if we stay in his presence, God will give us what we need. Keep your mind stayed on him. It doesn't matter about your water bill is due. Because when you really think about it, that's not the end of the world. It doesn't matter about what bills are due. You win. You win. And you know, God has allowed Jesus to come and die on the cross. He shed blood. He suffered pain. He suffered humiliation. Over 2,000 years ago. But it brought peace. It brought safety. It brought security. In the land of promise for God's people. He gave us eternal life with God. You know, this battle so long ago was not only an attempt by Satan to destroy God's people then, but it was also an attempt to destroy God's people now. No messianic line, no Messiah, no salvation, and you're lost too. God have given us salvation. Will he do any less for you than you faced when you faced difficulties in your life? Will he let you be destroyed? No. How do you handle sin? How do you handle sickness, heartbreak, pain, and uncertainty? How do you handle when you lied on? How do you handle when you're talked about? Do you trust God or do you doubt? Have not he fed you? Haven't he clothed you? Haven't he kept you warm and even gave you some cool air in the hot summertime? Haven't he freed you from sin? God have called you, not that he might forsake you, but that he might sanctify you, make you holy, and that you might enjoy him forever. That's the kind of God that we serve. Because he loves us. He loves us very much. And we can trust in the Lord and not fear. Not only because of who he is and what he has already done, but also because of what he will do. You know, the people of Judah did not know what would happen, but they trusted in God. Please listen to me. And don't get so bored so quick. I want you to get this in your spirit. Verse 15 talks about, do not fear or be dismayed, for the battle is not yours, but God. And then 17 talks about stand. Hash, stand. Stand and see the salvation of the Lord. Not only are you going to see it, but you're going to see it on your behalf. Verse 17, huh? A lot of times we don't have to say a word. When we trust him, that's all we have to do. God will tell you when you have to speak up. Yes, he will. But when we trust him, we don't have to say a word. He'll fight the battle. He'll fight the battle. Have you ever just stood and he fought your battle? Have you ever just trusted him and you came out victorious? So that's what they were doing. They were just trusting God. And these are statements in the future tense. These were God's word, a promise. So he wasn't just talking to them. He was talking to us. What did they do? And they rested, and they rested, and they feared not. And then going down to verse 30. So the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God gave him rest. What kind of rest? He gave him rest on all sides. And in conclusion, is God any different now than he was then? Are his words of promise any less true now than they were then? Well, Jesus said, come to me who are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. Matthew 11:28. He said, I am with you always, even to the end of the earth. Matthew 28:20 is there. He said that his word would not pass away. Mark 13:31. I just got to give him a praise on. Shanaroko rapoko shanarekese. Yes, he said it. He said that he would raise you up on the last day. John 6:40. He said that whatever you ask in his name, he will give it to you. John 14:14. He said he would disclose himself to you. John 14:21. He said he would reveal the Father to you. Matthew 11:27. And he said he would return in the cloud, and that every eye will see him. They that wait upon the Lord, Mark 13:27. And because of who God is and what he has already done for you and I, we can trust him. Even more for the future, and have no fear, for he will continue to uphold us, love us, and continue his wonderful loving plan in our life. Will you trust him? How much will you trust him? How much will you rest in him? And I come to tell you tonight, it's up to you. It's up to you. Will you go beyond what is asked of you? Will you trust him? Will you trust him? Will you trust him?
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. And while in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. Sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you. seems so far away. Can make it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I trust you. Sometimes it's so hard because everything that I see tells me not to believe. To me 10 years ago. But it's the thoughts in my mind.
Yes, we can trust him. And I want to encourage anyone that's on the line, via phone line or internet, if you don't know him in the pardon of your sin, I come to tell you tonight that you can trust him. Yes, sometimes you can't trust people. But God made it that way, so that we can put our trust in him. If you don't know him and you want to know him, repeat after me. Repeat these words. Father, I trust you. Lord, I ask you to forgive me of my sin. I believe that you died, and I believe that you rose again for my sin. I believe that you are the Son of God that rose from the dead. I want to be in your kingdom. I want to be part of you. I trust you, God, with my life. If you recited those words with me, I'm excited for you because you're now officially are born anew tonight. Tonight is your birthday. You're in the family of God. And as you trust him, you'll see things become clearer. You'll be able to understand things that you never have been able to understand before. And it's not that problems won't go away, but how you handle them will become different. It will be new for you. You won't be all stressed out because God will not allow you to be if you trust him. Trust him. Just tell him, I trust you. Want to hear from us. Just tell them, I trust you. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my finance. I trust you, Lord. You can go to our website, www.kingdomdaughters.org. Send us an email. And if you don't have a Bible, we'll be more than happy to send you one. We'll connect with you. And we welcome you into the kingdom of God. And you have a family that cares for you. So again, I don't care where you are in the nation. We can connect. We're here every Friday night. You can touch bases with us. Send us an email. We'll be able to just touch bases with you and encourage you in the things of God. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Docks, and I'm here tonight to build up the kingdom of God. We love you, and God loves you more. I'm excited tonight about what he's doing. And remember, if you trust God, he will never leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to open the lines up if there's anyone that want to even give a testimony, because the lines are open for you to just be an encouragement. You know, if you have, the enemy was after you and God brought you out, and you want to give a testimony, you want to just talk about how God have brought you out of situations, and you want to be an encouragement, this tape will go into archives on the internet, and people go in and listen to it, and you will be an encouragement to them. And when we give our testimonies, we put the enemy to flight. We overcame by the blood, the words of our testimony, the blood of the Lamb. So now the lines are open, and I just ask, is there anyone that would like to come forward just to give a testimony how God brought you out, giving him some glory tonight? Amen. Amen. Well, we're excited anyway because we do know that we can trust God. We do know that there's nobody greater than him. There's no one that's greater than our King. Nobody's greater than our God. We're going to get ready to end the broadcast. I just want to thank you for just tuning in. And I pray that you were blessed of the Lord. I'm going to close the lines up with a word of prayer. Enjoy your evening. Be a blessing to someone tonight. And again, don't forget, don't throw them out. Anoint that room. Anoint everything that they wear. Trust God. Yes, because there's nobody greater than him. Nobody. Well, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the broadcast tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that your word have went out, Father, and that you would let it touch someone, Father, so that they might be closer to you, Father, and that they would trust you, and that they would know you, Lord God, closer than they have known you before, that they would be intimate with you, Father, for there's no one greater than you, and we give you honor and glory for who you are. We give you honor and glory, Lord God, before there's no one greater than you, God. So we ask you right now, Lord God, that you would touch us afresh. Give us our assignment, Father, so we would know what we need to be doing, so that we would perfect it, Lord God, so that we won't sit idle and waste our time being idle. So, Father, I ask you right now, Lord God, that you would bless the homes of the listeners, that you would bless those that's on the internet, Lord God, that you would keep them safe, Father, that you would cause them, Father God, to rise up, Father God, and do your work like never before. I cover everyone with the blood of Jesus, and I thank you, Father, for their life. We'll see you once again, Lord God, when we enter into your kingdom. For, Lord God, when we met you, Lord God, we felt your presence. And we thank you, Lord God, that we shall reign with you if we don't faint. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen. Well, I just want to say have a wonderful evening tonight. And let me make this announcement before we hang up. We will be holding our workshop in Chicago area, and it will be on October the 20th through the 22nd, I believe. Apostle Leonard Emmons will be the facilitator, will be the instructor, I'm sorry, and I'm looking for the flyer, but again, you can go to our website and it will be posted there on tomorrow, and you can check us out, Kingdom Builders International. You can contact myself or Evangelist Hannah, Dana Hannah, the founder of Alpha Omega Ministry, and you can go to the website, and you'll be able to contact either one of us. Also, we'll be sponsoring a workshop in Detroit area in the month of November. You can also go to our website and check that out. And I'm excited because what workshop that God have us doing, it is to stir up the gift, to activate the prophetic gift of God in you so that you won't be dormant, so that you won't be idled, so that you'll know what you need to be doing and you'll do it with authority. So that's what the workshop is all about. If you know someone, bring someone with you. Registration is $60. And you will be blessed. And the $60 is for the overhead to present the workshop. But I encourage you that it will be life-changing for you. Well, God bless you tonight. Again, this is Prophetess Teresa Dox. I'm here tonight to say I love you with the love of Christ. Be blessed of the Lord. And have a wonderful, wonderful weekend. For again, keep trusting him. Keep trusting him. God bless you, and good night.
One of the most difficult things to do is find yourself in a storm. While in that storm, it seems like everyone who you thought you could count on has walked away. And sometimes it seems like even God himself has forgotten about you. But in spite of that, you'll still be able to lift your hands and say, Lord, I trust you.